welcome. I'm Andy Dick. I'm your guest comptroller. Welcome to Harmontown. Harmontown is now in session. Please, please, let's welcome our mayor, Dan Harmon.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy Dick, guest comptroller Andy Dick.
Thank you.
But not, you know, not really, because Jeff is here.
He
was so late that Jeff was like, start without me. And I was like, well, Andy do it. And Andy was like, I'll do it. And then Jeff was like, I'm a block away. And Andy was like, too late. So now Jeff's in the bathroom and we're starting the show. And thank you very much. I think you'd make a great comptroller.
Thank you. Anytime. Anytime.
You know what the job entails, like keeping me on topic, for instance. Like I tend to go off on tangents.
Right.
And then sometimes I need to recall what I was talking about.
Oh,
yeah, Andy, you're doing great.
Oh. Get up here. Get up here.
Oh.
Hell, okay. He's.
I need a little notepad then if I'm. Who's going to keep me on track?
Well, maybe your joy will make you remember what I'm talking about.
Who says I'm joyous?
So, for instance, do you know about October birthdays, Andy?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, I found out. Did I talk about this? Where, if your birthday's in early October, like you have one of the more popular birthdays. It's not spread out. Like it's not like 1/365 of everyone like has each birthday. Like there's very popular birthdays, and October 5th is the ultimate. It is the most popular birthday. And the reason why they think that is because 274 days earlier is New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Pretty interesting. Pretty fun.
Nice.
So then you go like okay, so what is the... and that's already really interesting because New Year's Eve, it really makes you think like what we do that night. We lament like who we are, and we make all these plans for like turning over a new leaf, and then we do shit that fucks up our whole life. That night, that very night, like we do some of the craziest shit. Like I'm sure the DUI numbers are through the roof that night, right? Mm-hmm. That's an easy guess. Like I'm probably not wrong about that. Probably like a lot of lives get ruined on New Year's Eve while people are like, finally 2017, it's gonna be different. Yeah, it is. You're gonna be pregnant or dead. But then you think, not that being pregnant is a bad thing, by the way. I mean, well, it is now. We have horrible overpopulation. Shame on you. Also, who's this person going to be? Picasso? We made all the good people. We're fucked. You're just making another Omen. In a world with an Omen surplus, we got enough Damians. But then you say, okay, what's the least popular birthday? It's May 22nd, and then you go 274 days from back, and that's August 22nd. So is it just too hot to fuck? That was Cody's theory. It's just too hot. It's not a holiday, of course. It's the opposite of a holiday. It's just a hot day, and the fan's blowing on you, and you feel like you're in a shitty like urban cowboy movie. Like you're in a. Let's bring out Spencer Crittenden. Shit. I'm doing this wrong because Jeff texted me, tell Andy to bring Spencer out, # comptrolled. But then I brought him out. I should have told you to bring him out. Do you want to try bringing him out? You don't have to. You can stay
out. I
could
go back.
Just pretend to go back. Just stay there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's please...
How would you have brought him out?
Well, the way I'm told. So you would have me say, and now, what was his title?
Game Master.
And now, Give it up for Game Master Spencer. Brendan. Hat? No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, so what are you doing over there? I mean, you look like you're...
I'm fact-checking and...
Are you
oh, wait, you're right about the birthday or? Thing. The birthday is hot.
So someone yes. having a birthday?
No, about the October, you know, all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, the
yeah, it's all
oh,
true.
Oh, oh,
I mean,
oh.
if you were wrong, I would say something, but
oh,
you were right.
Oh, you were looking it up.
Let's just say that.
Were you really looking it up? You weren't looking it up. Are you periscoping?
I'm trying to get it up. Got me. Well, yes, I'm trying to get it.
Yeah, he's periscoping during
our show. I'm trying
to.
Right?
He's trying to periscope our show. He's
is that okay?
Well, it's like one of those. It's like an airplane flying up next to another airplane and like siphoning gas out of it. like one of those refueling planes, but it's unfueling.
Yeah. No, but it's more like you're a fucking juggernaut, and I'm just a little drone going, just trying to get a little of your juice.
Well,
because it's just
okay.
stupid.
So are we disagree on tank size?
Yeah. But you're right.
No, I'm like a little mosquito. Yeah, it's around.
Okay, you're right. I'm not.
I was kidding. It doesn't. To answer your question, it's not really. There's no. You can periscope.
I asked him earlier, and
yeah,
he said,
"Yeah, obviously,
it was okay.
That's why I knew that what he was doing." Okay, what do we got
and who
here?
Who cares about Periscope?
Well,
nobody cares.
Jeff's texting a GIF of Stephen Colbert going like this. Let me just talk about this for a second, if I might. So, King Ralph, huh? What a movie! All right, well, I'll talk about that later. All right, and I. and I tried to watch The Conjuring with Cody.
You don't have to play to my parents.
I want them to feel welcome. I mean, I tried to watch The Conjuring with Cody, and she had taken a bunch of muscle relaxers, and we weren't really getting a lot of sleep, and the dogs were barking a lot at raccoons in the backyard, and what happened was we watched The Conjuring, and it was scary, and we were asleep, but we couldn't sleep all night, and there was all this shit happening, and she was like on something, and we were both drunk, but then in the middle of the night she got up to go to the bathroom, and then she, because she couldn't see, she was just walking around like this, like holding her hands out, like being careful, which is like how ghosts walk. And then I woke up and she saw me see her and she went, "I'm not a ghost, I'm not a ghost." Which is a really funny thing to have to say to somebody, and it's even funnier to be right that that's the thing to say. Like, she knew I thought she was a ghost. "I'm not a ghost, I'm not a ghost. I realize I look like a ghost." That's pretty self-aware. And it made me think that's what must be happening to ghosts. Like, they're probably dying and walking around the land of the living is like being on Vicodin at 3 a.m. Like, they're all probably just going like this because they're like, "What the fuck is going on?" And then we're like, "Oh, that's like a scare gesture." And they're like, "No, I can't see without my ghost glasses."
But and they're saying, "I am a ghost."
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying they're going. "I'm not alive. I'm not alive."
Right.
and you're like, that's scary. But it comes out, "Boo." poor ghost. Do you know who Amanda Knox is?
I just watched it.
Yeah,
watched
did you?
The whole thing.
My favorite part was the guy that was like that when the guy said when it turned out like no one had done any DNA test or whatever, and the guy's like. "Dude, I wish when the Americans started to question our process forensically, it made me very upset. In the year 1308, this country was the birthplace of the American or the Western justice system," or something like that.
Yeah.
"In 1308, in America, they were drawing buffalo on the walls of caves."
That was so...
I thought that was so adorable. I love the idea that we were Native Americans.
Yeah.
or cavemen, he might think that we were like cavemen. And I also love the idea that he doesn't understand that that's not the you don't want to go to the older country for the forensics. He's like, are you kidding me? We invented eyeglasses. Of course we know whose blood splatter that was. No, you need lasers for that. You silly, silly feudal man.
It's weird to think that he really thinks that way about
I know,
us.
And that really goes to show you that he wouldn't have like a built-in shame. And then you go like, oh, wait, what's so great about, like, we really adapted that concept that out with the old, in with the new to such an extreme that we suffer for it to this day. We have no foundational culture, but at the same time, we don't have a class system that's so entrenched that you, well, a lot of people are going, excuse me, we don't, but it, like, in very, very European ways, class is like something totally like still, like, I think it's just baked into the system. And over here, it's like, I always look at it like America is the Las Vegas of the planet. So it's like a ton of bad shit happening all on the sidewalk. Everyone like shaking their head, like no culture, just blinking neon, just everyone trying to out-gauche everybody because fuck you, I won, you lost. Oh, I'm up today, I'm down tomorrow. It's like in every way, every metaphor that would apply, and then everyone else is like, this can't last, and like it's about to blow up, and just waiting very patiently. And for them, the definition of patience is 400 years, you'll still be a flash of the pan if you're gone. And I'm like, we're on that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be right, these blue bloods. They're going to be like, remember when the Americans were around?
They could be right. Hey, about Amanda Knox, what did you think of her boyfriend, I don't remember his, Sarati. Did you guys see the little documentary? I love documentaries. It's about this. It was in the news. I watched it in the news about this girl named Amanda Knox who was accused of killing her roommate while she was doing a study abroad thing in Italy. And they said she killed her roommate. I guess right. Nobody knows about it.
Well, what are you going to ask her about?
It doesn't really matter.
I think they all know
nobody.
About it.
Did you guys see it? It's on Netflix. Yeah. Some of you did? It's a one-time, it's a documentary. I loved it because it's one of those, they do so well with those where I'm like, oh, God, that bitch is guilty. They make her seem so crazy in the beginning. And within the first 2 minutes, she's making little meatballs with raw meat. I'm like, oh, that's so creepy. And why are they?
I got.
She's
at the
so
very
gross.
Beginning, she says she has the first word, and she says, "Look, the thing is, I'm different. I act weird. I talk weird. I react to things weird." And that had me in because I've always been terrified of my 911 call is going to be the one where they play and they go, "Listen to him. Why is he? What do you mean? My girlfriend's head came off." You say decapitated, and I'm going to be like, what the fuck do you say? Write a script for my 911 call. And then they're going to be, testy. And I'm just like, I know. And then they're going to open up one of many boxes in my house that will make me look like whether I killed someone or not, jail's not a bad place for me to be. Like, not a bad idea.
All the alcohol and all the pills. I hope nothing bad ever happens.
Oh,
at your
God,
house.
Man. Just break into my house. Open any third box. If you really are an enemy of mine and you want to see me go down.
What about the first two? What's in that?
Just taxes. That stuff won't, you know, that's fine. Yeah. You know, I didn't lose $1 billion and then write it off for 22 years. But then the next one is like, is that a sex doll? And how old is it? In both senses of the word.
Here are the two weird things to me about that movie, Amanda Knox, and about her, is that in the beginning, when they really kind of make her look a little crazy, she's got wide eyes, and she says a very strange phrase, something about, look, either I, and they set her up real nice, lit nice on a stool. I'm like, well, she's not in jail. That's my first thing. Is she in a jail outfit right now? She's not. So I know she did not go to jail, but she did. You have to watch it. So, and she says, either I am a crazy sociopathic psycho killer, or I am you. I'm like,
instead of innocent.
Wait a minute, that, but that doesn't make sense. What does that mean? Because I am secretly a crazy psychopathic killer.
Right.
You know what I mean? That doesn't mean you're innocent. I don't know what you meant at all by that. It's almost like she. That's when I'm like, okay, she's guilty. And then her boyfriend just turned on her right away. This is all spoiler alert stuff.
Well, yeah, because they use techniques that we're also familiar with here in the States because we have the world's largest prison population and all of our TV shows are about the process of putting them in prison. And we are fascinated with it. And so most people in this audience, I think, could probably get through an interrogation. But a lot of the stories, like the Memphis, South Memphis 17 or whatever the hell they are, like a lot, and the making of a murderer thing too, a lot of those stories have people who are either they're young or they're maybe a little on the lighter side of the intelligence. God, how will you say this diplomatically? What path am I going to take through that minefield?
They're either young or they're dumb.
Or they've never ever considered the concept of like just like, oh, this is what the cops want. Like, I feel like, I'm not saying we're all super strong people that could get through an interrogation. I'm just saying we would know when they sat us down in that chair that if we don't call our lawyer, we're absolutely fucked until the moment we do. And that every moment until then, they're going to do whatever they can to make us say that we did something. This guy is some Italian guy who's like really kind of just adorably hunky and it makes you sad that so that he goes into one side of that black box and he comes out the other like just going, yeah, she did it and fine, now can I go to bed? And then there's also like
remember what happened? He turned on her right away when the cops scared him into thinking that maybe she turned on him.
Yeah,
and then because he had these weird thoughts about everything because when she got home that morning to her apartment where the girl was already dead, she took a shower.
And there was someone else's shit in the toilet that no one ever tested the shit.
All right,
just watch it. Yes. If you're like me, you'll be like you'll walk away like no one ever tested the turd. It was like this grody. That was the thing. It's like no woman made that turd, and like I don't want to be sexist. Like oh, they're so dainty. I'm just saying like they're fucking like they have some standards. Like it was like that was a gross like fig turd like that like landed outside the water.
I don't care who you murdered.
You'd be like.
In the bowl.
Just, I'm not leaving this. This is not going to be my legacy as the person that killed this person. I want a corpse and a knife and some fingerprints, maybe a little DNA, but not this fucking.
They showed a photo of the shit. Yeah.
This fucking gross date from a bad Mediterranean.
But the big turn to me, and this is the part I found the most fascinating, was at the very end. He wanted to get back together with her.
He
loved her.
In prison, yeah. He's like, yeah.
And she had a change of heart. She's like, no, I don't. Yeah, I would think that he would leave her forever and ever, right?
But did you notice this was before the Billy Bush was a household name? Like, I mean, he was more of a guilty pleasure, shitty hot tub room name before that, but he like Billy Bush like is in that documentary. You notice like you can hear his voice? I think unless I'm totally mistaken, I'm thinking of the other guy. I think it was Billy Bush. You can hear his voice going like she's because he's just being fed like world. He's like, hey, in the world there's a Foxy Noxy, and she's like sitting down in the gallery or whatever they call it behind her table, and then he's like. I don't know. It doesn't look that foxy to me. It looks like maybe she had a rough night. Maybe she needs a little more mascara. Maybe they don't provide that in Paris jails or something. Like, it was just like random. I think it was him. I think it was his voice. Anyways, all right. Who cares? That guy needs to be taken down a peg.
That was not him, by the way. And the jury's out
Did
with him.
Did you just fact check me?
I know for a fact. I remember that guy, and they showed him, and it wasn't, unless it was, I should, can somebody fact check that? Because maybe, but I remember the guy, I can picture him, but Billy's weird because I happen to be following him on Snapchat.
Billy Bush?
I only follow 5 people.
Do you mean you only follow 5 people? Like, you only follow 5 star people?
No, my kids and Billy fucking Bush. It was before this whole Trump thing. It's because I'm weirdly fascinated by him because I've been interviewed by him many times. If I show up, I think he's at E, if I remember. He always vies to do my interview. I'm doing it. And I'm like, oh, this guy really likes me. It's so sweet. But then I started thinking, or does he? Is he trying to get me? You know what I mean? Corner me like a rat. Poke my cage. What is he doing? And so I've been watching him, like, privately, because his snaps are private, supposedly. And I've been trying to, like, assess to see if he's a real person, if there's actually a guy in the media out there that actually likes me. That's all. So I've been watching and watching and watching and watching.
Oh,
and
then, no. You were following him because you thought he might be one of the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And
the jury's still out because...
No, but the sad thing is it's just him. He's the only candidate. That's no, what's sad. You didn't have, like, no, Michael Osciello on there.
No. There's people that I know kind
you're
of like
Osciello's
me.
In.
This
he's
one's the one I'm like,
Champ
I
Dick.
Just don't get it. Is he tricking me and pretending to like me?
Well, Andy, yeah. I think this is a good segue because the cost of celebrity, can you weather it in this rough industry town? What if you were a passionate haunted house curator? We've had my neighbor on before. You guys know Beth Bootson. She was here to, but she's not coming up tonight. So now, boo. Boo.
Oh, shit.
Well, I didn't mean boo, like, please boo for me. But I understand that you didn't understand that. But I also, when did you guys start doing things to make me happy, you fucking millennial shit faces? I thought you came here to watch me fail. So now all of a sudden you're going to boo on command, you little Nazis. Beth has been up here, and most recently she was up here with her kid Timmer, who is a really dyed-in-the-wool, card-carrying 4 years, and for 4 years for a 16-year-old, that's a lot. That's like beyond dog years. That's like a long time that he's been doing his haunted house. And so I said, let's keep tabs on him. So he's here tonight with some of his haunted house workers. Let's bring out Timmer Bootson and Company.
So, Dan, you told me that these were the Stranger Things kids.
Because I didn't want you to think we were getting Columbine.
Oh, okay.
I wanted you to come to the show. So, Timmer, do you want to introduce your terrifying friends?
I don't know who they are.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're the Stranger Things kids.
All right.
Yeah. This, that's Audrey's, that's Carson. That's Massimo. Say hi.
All right. Well, I don't That's think we'll Massimo. Forget those names anytime soon. Do they have specialties? Like, is anyone in charge of the pumpkin bucket by the door, and then another person's in charge of taping the plastic bags to the CD player?
They all do that job.
Okay, sometimes. They all do that. Your mom sent some photos. Well, first of all, how is the... your mom sent some photos, but that's a different interview. That's not the reaction that... Yeah, I mean, that was my joke, but when you react like that, you make it bad. You should just laugh. You shouldn't... It turned into Married with Children for a second. Look, it was a show in the 90s, and... The canned laughter went from genuine laughter to just people going woo every time he said he didn't want to fuck his wife, and it was like it was messed up. Timmer, can I call you Tim?
Sure.
Should you have been named Tim? Sorry.
Yeah, probably. So it'd be easier for people like you to pronounce.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about me and my comfort.
Yes, sir.
Except this time of year when your fucking haunted house is... No, I'm kidding. How is it going this year compared to last year's?
Much better because we have more actors and we have... It's It's bigger.
Have you? Nice. In what ways over the 4 years since you started getting into Haunted House? Because I know one answer is going to be you start earlier and earlier in the year, right? Because this year you started in May working on this year's Haunted House. In what other ways is it getting bigger? Like geographically? Like is it taking up more space?
Yeah. Last year it still took up space, but this year there's more twists and turns. And
your mom said.
It's just more of an efficient use of land. That's all.
Right.
Oh.
Right. So, yeah, I know.
Like, so what allowed this breakthrough of landscape management? How did you figure out how to use it better than last time? It's a real question.
I don't know. I just use my brain.
So this time around, you're just like, oh, man, I'm better.
Yeah.
All right.
I've grown a lot since last year.
Well, I give up.
That's true. I mean, your whole brain is changing. I mean, yeah. 4 years ago, it's just robots. Now it's getting to be robots. And
don't get me started.
no one wants you to get started. That's the frustration of this age, isn't it? Like, you're not allowed to get started, and yet you've started. As so I'm told by parents. So the pictures that I got sent, it looks like a lot of like I'm watching it under construction, I guess, in these pictures, but it really looks like there's a post-apocalyptic theme, hence the gas masks. Is there a reason you chose a post-apocalypse theme?
Well, have you guys been watching the debates lately?
That's been our show. Thanks,
excellent.
Everybody.
Excellent work. Amazing. but as it looks like a lot of like it's a lot of hefty bags, like black plastic bags, or
from Home Depot,
and PVC pipe and black electric tape, and that's like, is that like just a framework, or is it like? Are you walking through a world of black plastic?
So, yeah, pretty much it's the frame, and then those are the walls, and then we put props in it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
S'more's not racist. There's white bags as well.
Oh. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't. What am I going to do with that? I'm too old to laugh, too young to help. Like, I don't know. So how long is the average consumer's experience when they come to your haunted house? Like from gate to gate, from running away in terror to running up and going.
I think about 3 to 5 minutes, depending on how scared you are. Mm.
Do what is a mistake people make who don't want to be scared in a haunted house? Do they go slower or faster?
They probably go slower because.
So they get scared more.
Yeah.
They drag out. They create their own nightmare.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
It's just like when you're a monkey and you grab the sugar or the salt cubes in that one 70s nature film, and they won't let go of the salt, so they're trapped there forever and they die of thirst.
Sure.
Or it's like a. I don't know, like other things in nature where your struggle, quicksand, I think they call it.
Yeah.
It makes your, do you believe in quicksand? Do you think it's real?
I mean, I've never been asked that question before, but I've seen it in movies. So
yeah, me too. Only in movies. I've never seen like a nature documentary where Anthony Hopkins is like, the elephant has encountered some quicksand.
Well, like a lot of things in life, it's probably real.
Yeah. It's not real.
It's not real.
It's definitely real.
Yeah. It's definitely real.
I'm
going
to listen to him. Yeah, it's real.
I got stuck.
Yeah, I'm
telling you, I fact-checked it in my world because I was stuck up to my ball sack in quicksand when I was little.
Quicksand is real.
It's like trying to listen to my parents, one telling me Santa's real, one's telling me no, it's not.
Santa's real.
Quicksand is real. Santa's not real, but quicksand.
Think about it.
It's a real thing.
Is there anything other than fear that you would love to cause with your haunted house? Wow.
equality.
Can you elaborate?
Just say that.
Is there any other message writing in there, like with the post-apocalypse theme and your, you know, it's like, should people, are you hoping like maybe people will walk out going like, man, that scared the shit out of me? And also, like, did you notice that chaos is not as much a part of our life as it needs to be?
Well, I guess that's why Halloween's once a year, so I could show you all the hell you can go through in life, and then you can be lucky for the rest of the year.
Oh, that's
all
nice, right. Yeah. All
it's
right.
The reason
well,
for the season.
Well, let's have a hand for Timur and his friends, and go to their haunted house. You want people to go, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I saw on the, I think on the Facebook, you know, one of our fans, Jane, who was coordinating some, I don't know, there was, I heard about a bunch of people coming to your haunted house. I don't know if they've done it yet or if they're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, you have a big fan base. We had about two or three people.
Okay. Yeah. That seems about right. So we can invite people without worrying of overwhelming you.
Oh, no.
It's 4302 Ambrose Avenue. Where and yeah, the website's better to give. It's AmbroseHauntedMaze.com. Yeah. Every night from 7. And it says face your fears. Face your fears. All right. All right. You guys go face your fears of school day tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's Monday. All right. Well, Andy,
yeah.
The time has come for you to, I think, abandon your your wings as a guest comptroller and become a guest.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Our next guest has been guest comptrolling, to mixed results. Here's our
shit.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff
will be
just
a guest.
Wants to be a guest.
I'm gonna sit out here.
Yeah. Okay, let's mix it up.
Because Andy, you're doing such a good job of comptrolling. Am I being periscoped right now?
Yes.
That was so cool that you had spooky One Direction on. That was nice. Do you think that they murdered Zayn? Is that why Zayn wasn't out here?
You're outside my pop cultural vocabulary.
I Googled it while I was back there. I typed in One Direction who, and it auto-filled
who killed
in
Zayn?
Who left.
Oh,
it was Zayn.
As I heard, if you play their hit email my Twitter backwards, right. It says Zayn is dead. But you have to reverse the file in SoundCloud in order to hear it.
Where did Andy go? Now Andy's just evaporated. Well, oh, there he is.
I just have to pee.
Okay.
Go pee.
All right, go pee. All okay. Right. Well, thanks for coming, and
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm filling in for Andy.
Dino Samotopoulos, the inmates are running the asylum.
Oh, really?
Dino, is this your guitar?
That's my guitar.
Are you going to sing a song for us later?
Shh. It's a surprise.
Well, no, it's not. It's a fucking guitar.
No,
stage.
I'm going to fuck. Well, you don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to fuck that guitar. Yeah. Well, it's going to fuck me.
I forgot to mention something about the haunted house that Beth mentioned, which is that there are so many more twists and turns this year that people are really getting lost.
How old were those boys? And why
16.
Was Andy here with them?
Also, when they left, Andy left right after they did.
Oh, God!
Somebody... I mean... Now where's Dino?
Where's Dino?
Why do you have a duffel bag full of skeletons?
Where's Dino?
What did you do or say to those children back there?
I didn't see them. I went pee.
Okay.
Just now?
All right. We can't really verify your story until we check the tape. But.
All right, so I know that this has been talked about a lot by everybody, but it's... That's part of why I'm outraged about it, because it hasn't changed. like, why did we make this shift with fortune cookies where they're just advice cookies? They're just,
yeah.
They're just platitude cookies.
Yeah.
And you don't even have or to change that much to make a...
They're compliments, like, you are a wise person. Yeah. It's like, oh, great, I'll take it to the bank.
I got one time I said, people like you at a party.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Like, that's not fortune.
That's not a fortune.
Okay, so take that one and just change it to, people are going to like you at a party. Great fortune.
Oh, no. One person might not like you at a party.
Well, yeah,
like,
fucking, I mean,
like,
even
like,
add
like,
some...
Like Gremlins me. Like, fucking be the creepy guy at the fucking Mogwai store.
Beware. Yeah. You know, you're going to get invited to a party. I don't know if you should go. Yeah. Like, somebody right there might not like you. And you'd be like, ooh, yeah. There's stakes to my shitty life.
I always fantasize there'd be a fortune cookie. You open it up and the fortune just said, duck. That's a fucking good fortune cookie.
But it says that all over the menu.
Yeah. It's true.
So they feel like they'd be crying
Peking duck.
All right, well, so have you ever seen King Ralph?
I don't... Wait, what's that one?
It's... Okay, so I was describing it to Cody because we were talking about Trump and the... I was like, I don't know if people think it's like a King Ralph thing. Is that why they like him? She's like, what's King Ralph? I said, you know, there was a movie... John Goodman is a guy and lives in Vegas or Cleveland or something, and he's...
Vegas or Cleveland. Interchangeable cities.
The entire royal family is wiped out in a freak accident, leaving him as the only heir, so he's King Ralph. And then she's like, wait, that sounds like the greatest movie. And I'm like, yeah, it does. Why haven't I ever watched that? And then we watched it. It was like, oh, my God, it was so boring. How can you make a movie about the entire royal family getting murdered in the first 3 minutes and like having John Goodman become the King of England?
Isn't that the same premise of Designated Survivor or whatever?
Designated Survivor. I don't know what that is. He becomes the king. Kiefer Sutherland.
The Designated Survivor.
Yeah, they put the guy that...
Oh, he's just like the Secretary of Agriculture or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not... I mean, like, we don't live in... Well, I mean, no, that's fun, sure. So is Dave with Kevin Kline. He's the president's double, and then he becomes president. Like, these are interesting, and then you go and like, oh, man, if this guy was president, ooh. And it's like, it's the King of England. I guess the problem is the king doesn't really do anything. And that's not a controversial statement. It's, like, specifically designed to not be a active office. And then, so then you're like, what's at stake? But then also, it's just weird because I think the only thing that, because the royals are a family, that's the whole point of them. So since you have to kill them all in order to have him be king, he's just wandering around the Buckingham Palace going, this needs a bowling alley. And like, it's not like there's an old lady going, I never, because she's dead. There's just a bunch of people going, well, you're king.
But does he research bowling alleys. But does he use his, like, meathead, like lower class morality to kind of shake things up for good, or what happens?
It kind of, but it's like so low stakes. It's like he becomes king and then he falls in love with a stripper, and like, but she's not a stripper because it's really fucked up. Like she like, and then it's like they go straight from I can't believe this guy's the King of England to if he does something improper, then the Stuarts or the Tudors will be able to sweep in and. It's like, what do you mean if he does something improper? He's a fucking fat guy from Las Vegas. Like, what? Right. It's not. What, then you'll be able to invoke the law of abdication? It doesn't make it. You spend the whole time going, what in the hell's going on?
You're talking about a movie that you don't want any of us to see.
Yeah. But I just thought it was amazing that the plot for King Ralph exists in the annals of our bad moviedom. And it's like. It's a good idea. I mean, it would be interesting to watch a guy be King of England, but it's really boring. Like, that's not a bad idea. Do you want to see like King Spencer? Yeah, Spencer's the King of England. Like I could fill 90 minutes.
Designated that, Spencer.
Yeah.
Designated Spencer.
Yeah.
People are really getting lost in that haunted house. Okay, I warned you about that.
Wait.
Probably all the
there's a couple people.
I want to get back to
on the front. You know, they go like click 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 as you come in with one of those clickers, and there's just when they check the till at the end, there's two people in play. And we and they've run a thing that the plastic's all intact, so I think there's two people still in there facing their fears.
But do you find it weird at the end of the haunted house there's these snacks that taste like people.
All right.
They taste like two people.
Oh yeah, I don't even. They taste like two people.
It tastes like two missing people.
Yeah. Well, let's bring out Dino so that you could, so that we can talk to him.
Let's bring out Dino. Right to the vodka.
He's fucking dying.
He knows what he likes. Andy, how have you been, man? Where are you going? Like, every time I look over, you're milling about.
Oh, I thought I was coming up there.
No, you're staying right where you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Andy was doing good. I was standing over there. I was watching.
Would you be happier out here, Andy? Would you?
No, I like this for a little bit, but I do like, I feel comfortable with Tino.
Oh, okay. Oh,
get over here. Why don't we switch places?
Stay here
switch places.
But I'll switch. Jeff loves it right here.
No. I'm more comfortable with it.
I have to say, I was sitting over there watching you, and it was like I was watching my kid being like on a soccer team for the first time. Like, you're oh yeah, hit it! And when you got your first laugh, I was so proud of you.
What was it? What was his first laugh?
I don't know. His mom took the picture.
All right. Well, so you guys again. Just to re-mention it, you have a Feral Audio podcast called Skull Juice.
Skull Juice, yeah. Front rows, love us.
But also, Tino, you have a band.
I have a band called Sorry About Everything.
And that's
it's groan. A punk band. It's okay. I'm not really apologizing. I'm cocky about it. It's easier than comedy. Look, I'm not getting any laughs.
And you know I want to be like you, so I don't know if I told you yet, but I started a band.
Called?
You're welcome.
When I got my first Emmy for the Ben Stiller show, Andy and I actually wrote a lot of the sketches
together.
Notice
how he said first Emmy.
True. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not dead yet. It's my one Emmy, but
yeah. I thought you have multiple Emmys.
Wait, no, I only have one Emmy.
I tell people you have five.
Thank you, baby.
Let's go with that.
Dino, you call your one Emmy your first Emmy. I love that.
That's a good idea.
What an optimist. I love it.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm a pessimist, too. I call my mom my...
First mom.
My soon-to-be deceased mother.
Because you're a pessimist? You want her to be dead. She's listening.
No, a pessimist means I don't want her to be dead. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
She's not listening. Your mom's not going to listen
to
this.
No, my mom will never listen to this.
I'll make sure.
She doesn't even listen to you when you talk at Thanksgiving.
Right.
She's guy.
Your mother scares the shit out of me. Yeah. She's terrified.
Me too.
Well, because she wants to fuck you really badly.
Probably true.
That's like the wolf man wanting to fuck you.
Who doesn't want to fuck you?
Why don't you want me to fuck you? All right, sorry.
You have.
I have? I fucked you for 10 years by not talking
Andy,
to you.
Andy, you dreamed about either filleting Dino or Dino filleting you?
I don't want to talk about that.
It's on your Feral Audio podcast, Skull Juice. We spoke about it, the three of us.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk about it on somebody else's podcast.
Because also Louis C.K. dreamed about wanting to fuck Dino. Yeah. Or fucking Dino?
No.
We were spooning in my dream, spooning, and it was just like a jerk.
I think Louis and I were...
Did you guys ever have a dream where you were a lady? And you were getting copulated with upon by a gentleman? I did.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I have, too.
I had a dream that I was in my kitchen sink when I was a kid.
In your sink as a lady?
Yeah.
That's so unladylike.
I know. It was animalistic and passionate. And there was like this very Mario from Mario Brothers looking guy, like just giving it to me missionary style, that I was like in the sink.
And then the diehard guy came in. You're all 80s. It's like ridiculous.
Wait, were you shrunken down to fit inside a sink, or was it a big sink?
I don't know. Well, first of all, I was a younger kid, so in my mind, like, everything was, the sink was bigger,
right?
You know, and then also, if I'm thinking I'm a lady, I don't know. I was in the sink. It was like. The sink is big enough for a human butt.
Okay.
So you're like in. I wasn't like contained in the sink, like I was like the littles or something, where I'm like sliding down a spoon and there's a guy fucking me.
If your butt's in the sink, how does somebody fuck you while your butt is down in the recess?
Well, I'm a kid. I don't really
figured it out.
You're such a stickler.
How
for
big
dreams?
I'm a visual funny. Thinker, Dino.
How big was Mario?
He was like a
feet on the ground.
He was a compact man.
Yeah, he would have
had to have been on like a
the
footstool.
Mushroom yet. Oh, okay.
The way that he was giving it to me on the height of counter that I was on with.
He had to have been on a footstool.
Yeah.
I just think it's.
But
funny.
The dream is just point of view. I mean, I don't have to deal with that stuff. So,
sure.
And I was like probably, I don't know. Well, I would have to say like this is after puberty and, like. I'm going to say, like, 13, maybe, I had that dream.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you probably would look like a nice lady at that age. I remember my friends, when I was, like, 12, somehow it came up, and they'd like, Dino, you'd make a good-looking girl. And I was, like, mad, but now I'd kill for that compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was 13, I would love to have heard that your mom wanted to fuck me.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm sure I mentioned this before in Harmontown, maybe not. I had a dream one time, I think I told you about this, Dan, where I was going down on a girl in my dream, and then at some point she had a dick, but it was my dick. So now I'm sucking
of course.
I'm sucking my own dick, and the whole time I'm thinking, like, I want to do a good job, but I don't want to come in my own mouth.
I mean, you've never had
any.
Have you had dreams where you'd suck your own cock? I always do. It's like flying dreams in that.
No, what do you mean? In your dream, you bend in
yeah,
half?
Yeah, I'm like just sucking in. It's great.
Really? And yeah. When you contorted?
Yeah, and then I come in my own face and I call myself a cunt.
I can't tell if you're doing a bit. I don't know if you're doing a bit.
Can we? Let's bring the kids back out. I mean, they
get them out here.
I mean, let's bring out Spooky One Direction.
I mean, I just.
This is what you'll get at Skull Juice, kids.
No, I've never. I mean, I couldn't even dream of doing a sit-up when that's like 11,000 sit-ups.
Yeah, but it's a dream. I couldn't dream of flying either.
Well, I can fly. I've had a lot of flying dreams lately.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Well, I know it's even more of a feat. I keep having these dreams where I'll just be running down the sidewalk and then I'll just like. I'll realize, wait, I can fly, and then I'll just, like, start flying.
They say that that's a very, very positive, like, emotional or psychological state to be in. The flying dream is the most...
You
like,
can control that lucid dreaming.
You're liberated. There's no spiritual gravity. Like that's a very healthy space.
You always wake up happy. And
Yeah, no, I've been going to sleep pretty happy.
But also, like, sucking your own cock, you wake up happy, too.
I'm sure it's great.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's all I got to say.
There's a question.
Oh, are we
somebody, somebody raised their hand, and now I'm terrified.
I'm terrified. Andy's pointing at me now. Oh, thank you, Dick. Might as well.
I am a double major in literature and film because of Dino. So.
Because of me?
Yes.
I don't even know what literature is. Never read in my life.
Yeah, that's why he has to be a double.
It was literally Moral Oral was the reason that I got my double major.
Oh. You know, I wrote Moral Oral, but I never read it after I wrote it.
That is super fine. No, literally, I used Moral Oral to fight. I went to a business school,
mm-hmm.
So you couldn't do a double major in anything that wasn't both business and something else. And so I wanted to do a media and a literature major, and Moral Oral was the reason that I was the first person who was able to do that.
Wow. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very nice. Give me that microphone back. No, that's very nice. Do you have more to say? Oh, boy. Don't bore him. You're a Moral Oral fan. You got a lot of pressure now.
No. I'm just saying, like, it.
Oh, yeah, we get it. You love me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Alex.
Alex.
Thank you, Alex. That's very nice.
That's my Starburns name, you know. You have a double major. Thank you. Thank you.
But we were talking about sucking your own dick.
Yeah, he raised his hand.
How else do you think about a double major?
We were talking about it with one of your heroes, but unless it's me,
Alex,
it doesn't
have you
really
ever,
seem...
Here, give it back.
Five of my heroes.
Have you ever dreamed about sucking your own dick? Have you ever dreamed about sucking my dick? Yes, you have.
Yes and yes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
See, for me, the real double whammy is having a flying dream about sucking my own dick.
That'd oh my God! That would be amazing. But that would be too much.
That seems very non-aerodynamic.
That's the dream you have right before you die.
Exactly.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of flying along
like Superman, and you're like, oh, I'm turned on, and you double over to suck your dick, and you become just a rock.
You become Sonic the Hedgehog, don't you? I think that's...
So are you now periscoping? Because you always make fun of me and you say you're Facebook Living.
Yeah, I switched over to Facebook Live.
Yeah, why don't you yell at them?
Do you know this person or did you just enlist this person to hold your periscope?
He's just a super nice guy, right, sir?
Super nice.
Super nice guy. Yeah. Periscope yourself.
Guys.
Ugh.
Facebook Live. Facebook Live.
Wait, so you just
put it back on us. Thank you.
Do you think, I mean, would it feel, would it, we always make that joke, like, oh, if we could, if a guy could get.
It would be the best blowjob in the world.
And would it,
you know exactly, it's like masturbating.
And
you
would
know
we
exactly,
be like, I'm like.
Someone once described giving someone else a handjob as brushing someone else's teeth.
What?
You're just holding the fucking phone. Don't what me, you cunt.
Yeah, but you bring up the exact, I mean, this is in support of my counterpoint, which is that we can touch ourselves with our hands, and that's precisely why it's actually a lot more interesting when someone else touches us.
It's interesting, but not as good.
Well, they don't know how to do it before work. You know, like,
you're
like real
like,
fast.
Oh, if only.
But that's kind of what makes them so good at it. I don't know, on a Saturday afternoon, like, where it's just like, hey.
I guess maybe you're into like, oh, wow, yeah, this is bad. It's like not me.
But bad is clumsy, and clumsy is feeling around and figuring it out is fun. All and right. like utility is just like okay, yeah, I know how to sneeze too.
I don't have that kind of time. I'm on the go.
I know, but so I'm just wondering, I mean, like, I don't.
You're on the go.
When I have a lot of drinking to do.
When another person is touching me sexually, I'm not sitting there thinking, this is great, but I wish they'd get out
of
here.
That's the difference between me and you.
So I could just like take over. Unless things are going so horribly bad, either emotionally or physically, that it's like, that's when you know, if you're like, oh my God, I'd rather be alone right now. Yeah. But usually, even a person you're not terribly fond of or isn't even that great at it, like, is still better than another night of Minecraft breaks.
Louis once told me he woke up from asleep, and his hand was asleep, and he hadn't been with a girl for a long time, so he just put it on his dick to make it feel like someone different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the Dirty Sanchez, the stranger, make your hand go
asleep.
Yeah,
I was sitting with, what's his name?
His dad.
CeCe DeVille from Poison. I was at the Viper Room, and CeCe DeVille from Poison. I don't know how this came up, but he's like, yeah, Jeff, you ever tried the stranger?
Oh, God. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, what are we doing? What is this?
Like, is this a normal thing?
Yeah, no, on sixth grade playgrounds. Yes, it's a normal thing on sixth grade playgrounds. Yes, a stranger. It's like, that's what I said. The Dirty Sanchez. It's like, this is just, what is this?
I didn't know. I don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling. I'm just like, are we, what is this? No, it's not a thing that people actually do. I think
here's some rules again on Harmontown.
CeCe DeVille says he did it.
It's not, he's lying. He's making a bad joke.
He said he goes, got me through more than one lonely night, Jeff.
He was trying to make you laugh because he was insecure that he was hanging out with a comic.
Oh, right.
Like, he was trying to be funny.
Okay. Are you saying that CeCe is a liar?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring him on the show. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Great. Well, can he not bring three friends in gas masks?
Oh, so we got to the bottom of it.
And can there just be less, like, fucking shit to fucking take care of?
This is one of
are
the
having
worst.
Are you having a bad day,
ever,
Dan?
Right?
I think Mercury's in retrograde.
Are you stressed out today?
Mercury's in retrograde.
But you seem a little more edgy than I've seen you.
I've been in a bad mood like most of the night. I've had a really good week. Like, I've been having a really good couple weeks.
Was it the text about Andy getting here? Or did that put you in a bad
mood? No, everything.
What was that text?
Ever since I woke up in a bad mood.
What was
mood.
That text?
We'll talk about it.
I woke up in a bad mood. We can read those. Do you want to read that conversation? That might be kind of funny.
Well, let's go in order, Dan. Why'd you wake up in a bad mood?
I don't know. Well, I think just because it's been an extraordinarily fun weekend. We had a great Starburns Halloween party. We hung out. It's just been good in general. Just been very happy, dreaming of flying and having a great time hanging out with Cody and stuff. And weekends especially are guilt free hangout time. And now tomorrow's Monday, and I just woke up in a bad mood. So it's like, oh, tomorrow's Monday. I got to do the show tonight. And I'm gonna, and then I'm gonna get out of that, and I'm gonna be tired, and I'm still gonna have work to do, and I got to get up in the morning, and it's just okay.
I hate that you live for the weekend. You used to not be like that.
Do you look?
I know. I'm doing a lot.
Do you look forward to doing this show here?
It's fine, but I enjoy doing the show, but I don't want to have deadlines anymore.
And then what do you do on Monday? I don't really know what's up in your life these days.
Well, I don't even. That's part.
When
of,
did
part,
you ever?
Part of the reason I'm in a bad mood is because it's shit that I can't even vent about. You know what I mean?
Are you doing a new show right now?
It's shit I can't even go into detail about.
Talk about
because it's either violating an NDA or it's pissing somebody off or all this shit. And I just want out of that situation where I can just be myself and be like I can just go, good day, bad day. Bad day, here's why. Good day, here's why. But I can't I'm not bitching about it. I certainly
am. Did you enjoy the Starburns Halloween party?
Yes.
Where Dino's band performed.
Yes.
He loved it.
Yeah. Very much. Well, that's part of why I'm so cranky this morning. Because
yeah.
it was
you
like,
had fun, a
I was
fun
living
weekend
my life
to go
the
back
way
to work.
I wish
you were,
it always
you
was.
Were literally dressed as Ferris Bueller who had a day off.
Yes. Yes. All right. So, and then today, this shit starts.
All right. Well, so, okay, here's, what? I started it.
Wait, which thread is it?
It says, Dean, Dustin, Steve, Dan, and
Dustin,
Dino.
Dustin, Steve, Steve, and Dino. Okay, good, good.
Should Spencer read Spencer parts, or you guys want to just take
I'm
it?
Not in this,
not
as
in
you heard.
This group text.
Because we're trying to fool you. If Andy texts you guys about when the show starts tomorrow, tell him 7.
Okay.
Fair. Okay, I'm okay with that. So far, so good.
That's me. Because you want me to do that, right?
Yes.
So then Steve Levy texts.
I'm slightly retarded.
This is yesterday at 8 p.m. So Gino texts that. Steve Levy texts, haha, okay.
And then Dan. And then
I text, because I'm learning to use stickers, feel the burn. And it's just a feel the burn sticker, because it's the first one I learned to use. And then someone put a Mario hat sticker over that. And then I put a pumpkin over that. And then someone put a Mario mustache and a nose over that.
Anyway, there's a lot of stickers after that.
Yeah.
And then today I wrote with an exclamation mark, remember 7, because this is after I texted Andy and I said,
but in the meantime,
be there
I
at
did,
7.
I texted a Ken Bone. Remember 7, exclamation point. And Steve Levy said, got it. And then today at 3:21 p.m., Dino said,
can I sing a song tonight so I can plug our band's show on November 4th. I didn't write November 4th, but I'm adding that.
Right. Is your band here? Is your band here?
Io's here. Io's here.
Then, and yes, then, I texted do, yep, because I texted yep, but it auto-corrected it to do for some reason.
Brown
so
boots.
Do, yep. And then Steve Levy, I think, put a sticker over that of a horse with a mohawk playing guitar, and it's animated.
See, I don't have that. I don't have the right iOS. And I said thanks, and who's drinking at the drawing room now?
And I texted a Henry Winkler as the Fonz giving a thumbs up. because I had texted do and then yep, and then I typed yep into the sticker thing and came up with stickers that you get when you're saying yep. And so it's a Fonz going like that.
So far, things are pretty friendly.
Everyone's getting along.
Pretty friendly so far. This is act one.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff about my guitar and which one I should bring that we don't have to get into.
Why not? It's not going
to
take.
Is there going to be a very strange turn?
Well, I don't know about strange, but it's
mean?
About you. It's about
is
you.
It mean?
It's about you.
Is it going to be mean? Should I leave now?
No.
Don't leave now.
But if you stay, don't interrupt this. So then Dino says.
I say, Dustin or Steve, is it better to bring an acoustic or can I plug in an electric?
And then you
I put a period and then I panicked and
added a question mark. Which makes it look like you're looking at your watch waiting for an answer. But
I just didn't want you to think I was dumb.
Steve Levy texted, acoustic is better, and then you texted,
I said, okay.
Okay. Steve Levy said, if I had to guess. And then Dustin, who's in the conversation the whole time, says,
Acoustic.
What is this sticker witchery? Why have I fallen off as a millennial? And then I texted a grumpy old man in a ball pit.
That's hilarious.
In a ball pit?
Yeah.
Okay. Like
it's a grumpy old person in a pit.
It looks
of
like
balls.
A lady to
because
me.
Because that's what Dustin... I typed in, like, get with it, old man, into, like, a sticker thing. And then I said, that's you.
And I wrote, ha, ha, ha. Exclamation mark. Because I don't do LOL.
And then Dustin wrote, this is insane. And then, okay, so now I think we should skip over a lot of this. It becomes a lot of stickers because people are now learning how to use stickers.
Oh, Frankenstein's there.
Gina says, look like I need to renew my telephone. And there's like a cheese pizza dancing around it with a wizard cap. And then I put Steve Levy's head. And then Steve Levy says, Dino, Andy just asked me what time the show is. Do I really say 7? I don't like lying.
Okay, so act two.
Right. So then,
deep in act two.
So Dustin says, yes, 3 exclamation points. He will probably still be 30 late. So Steve says, okay. And I say, because I love my Levy, I say, but why not tell the truth and let him either become a better person or go fuck himself? And then I realize I'm using the wrong language, and I say, or forget even better person. It's like he's late, he misses the show. Who cares? You know?
Yeah.
And
that's
Dustin,
even worse, Andy, I think.
Fair.
So
fair.
Dustin
really
texts,
all fair.
It's a bad habit, not a bad person. Steve Levy says, I'll split the difference and tell him we get to the green room at 7:30. I said, that seems truthy enough. Dino says, he wants... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
He wants to be lied to, he told me. Which is true, right?
And Dustin says, Dino's his wrangler. And I said, fine, leave us out of it.
Yeah, and I pictured it with that tone of voice, too.
Yeah. And then Dustin says, I'll text him. And I said, my Levy, no likey lie. That's my only stake in this. I love my son. Steve Levy says, I already told him we all meet in the green room at 7:30. Dustin says, and everyone on this thread is a bad person besides Levy.
And I wrote, I told him 7, but I knew he'd ask you too.
And then Dustin sends a gif of the Lion King cub.
Starting out happy, but getting
but then,
sad.
But then looking confused and sad, I think. Yeah. And then is that a middle finger to Levy or just a number one? Okay.
I don't know. I'm too old.
So then Dino says,
it's not a lie if he likes it. Just like it's not abuse if I like it. Jesus, you pussies.
So then Steve sends the emoticon, the emoji that's a guy going,
yeah, the scaredy closed teeth guy.
Yeah, that's what I use when people tell me stuff where I'm supposed to give a smiley, but I use it to simulate like my kind of like autistic tendencies. Right. Like, I'm just like, do you want me to like tell you what I'm fishing, what you're fishing for?
So by the way, I'm writing all this while I'm driving, so I'm not really reading everything correctly. So I say, so now Levy lies and he'll be late.
And Steve Levy says, I didn't lie. And I say, I just go by high maintenance and low maintenance. So, one, I don't expect you guys to ever let us complicate such a simple matter for you ever again. And two, Andy can't be on the show anymore. Even the guy in the wheelchair just says, I'm in a wheelchair, and has a guy that helps him. We don't have to pretend he has legs and shit.
I haven't even done anything yet.
Well, you did a whole life's work of things.
Okay, please, let's not
so then I say, fine, more songs for me.
Exactly, I say. And then Dustin says, understood and agreed, and you also the only podcaster who's never been late or canceled a show. He says a bunch of stuff that's nice about me.
And then I say, I've never been late or canceled.
Yeah, and he says, also true, redacted. And then he says, thank you, and whatever, and all this.
And remember, the only thing I did is what time, and then they said, we all meet at 7:30 in the green room.
Yeah,
that's
and
the
you've
only
been
two
late,
I got
and
all
you've
day.
Been late for the last
and
30 years of your life.
Andy, what time did you get here tonight?
7:30.
I was late for the first
day. No one else was here.
And here.
7:30 in the green room.
We're not done.
Oh, there's more.
So Dino tries to last word it and says, I will say this.
I will say this. A guy in a wheelchair appreciates a ramp. And Andy appreciates being tricked into being on time.
Yes. Yes. You had my back the whole time. Thank you.
Maybe I should have said that from the beginning.
And I said, you were saying it the whole time. You didn't fail to make it clear, nor has Andy ever failed to make it clear that Andy needs everyone around him to become either dishonest or insane. It's just not as easy for some of us to cross that threshold. That's Levy's ramp, and building it profits me more. And then you say...
Yeah, forget it. We don't need all that stuff, right?
I think the only person I like in the story is Andy Dick.
Yeah. He's the only victim. It was an argument about accessibility.
Thank you. Thanks for having my back the whole time.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can't remember. I can't remember. That was years ago.
He was here at 7:30. I was here afterward.
I just got off a plane, and I drove straight to the drawing room because you guys said that you were both there, or that you guys were talking about being there. I get there. Dino showed me these texts, and I said, it sounds like Dan might be in a kind of a grumpy mood today. That didn't sound like the good mood, Dan, that you've been in for the last little while.
Yeah.
So I was right about that.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was just because you have the Sunday night blues because it's a school night.
No, yeah, so everything I'm filtering through fuck everybody.
And it sounds like you really were just mad at me.
No, I'm not just mad.
Well, you were.
No,
and
even
I apologize.
A part of the conversation, I was yelling at Dino for telling us how to treat you.
I know that is weird.
I was like, don't fucking.
I mean, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong, but it is weird.
And I'd be lying if I said 90% of this shit doesn't start on.
We're like an old married couple. We're like, really? You're so protective and sweet. That's
I don't think we're a married couple. I think you're like my child and grandmother at the same time.
And most of the shit starts on Twitter with strangers because I'm like in the middle of something with fucking strangers because
getting to the bottom of it.
I'll tweet a link to an article and I'll go like, this guy did a good job writing this and being thought and making people happy while trying to give us a different angle on it. And there's always one person that's just like, that some guy like tweeted and responded with like, oh yeah, that's a really interesting, except he forgot to mention they're all racist. And I was like, you obviously, so read it again. I was like, you never fucking read it. And then he's like, I did read it again after being it again, I think of being a boo boo boo. And I was just like, I was arguing with that guy all day, like in my head. I was just like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like how can you use the word racist the way racists use the word race? Like, you're fucking like being, I was like, what were they born? It was an article about how the reason why the country is like going into the shitter is because we long ago, like we fucking, like we just constructed it this way. There's all these rural people perceive all the people in all of the cities as being like, out of our fucking minds with no idea how reality works and vice versa. And it was just this article written from a typical Midwesterner who became a comedy writer who's like, look, I would be one of those people if I hadn't successfully fled to one of the Hunger Games metropolises where I started dressing funny and understanding that edamame tastes good. I'm putting words in his mouth. It was from that perspective. It was very thoughtful and very like funny and very concise. It was just kind of like breaking down our mythology as a nation and how that is why it comes to this. That is why when we scratch our heads and go like, oh shit, we gotta, you know, this is how a bunch of like fucking factory working white people all of a sudden see themselves as underdogs, and it's not all of a sudden and this is all that happens. And it's just like, yeah, but you forgot they're racist. I'm like, that's gonna solve everything. That's fucking great. So they were born racist? Is there a fucking vapor in the, like that's as dumb as and siding with the split as anything else. It's never gonna solve anything. I just like hate that shit. You know that guy didn't read the fucking article. All he's doing is expressing a fucking need to pay attention. It's like, he couldn't, oh, I'm not going to be a sycophant and just say, oh, that's a great article, and I'm not going to read it, that's for sure. I'm going to scan the headline, and then I'm going to fucking barf this shit up because I want to be smart today. And it's like, everyone wants to be smart. Fucking grow up, you dick. I got shit to do. Don't fucking, like, everybody else just didn't say anything or didn't read it. You don't have to fucking do shit. You don't have to fucking respond. You don't have to respond. Stop responding. No. You don't have to respond. Blinking cursors cost nothing when you're making a web API. That's why they provide it for you. They don't actually think you have anything of value to say. And you don't a lot. You don't. Just say you're happy or sad. Use your I statements. I am sad, glad, happy, scared, jealous. I hope, I fear. No one can argue with your feelings. They will love you if you feel it and express it, but then you say shit. 45% of the police and if ever centers of the dingoes are there, the second language to do that, you should lift in your brain pain. You don't know anything. You're not a scientist. You're not Nova. You're just racist or not racist. You're just a fucking dickhead. You stop knowing shit and just feel something. Just say, I'm scared. Everyone would be like, oh my God, he's scared.
You make a good point. Remind me never. Just remind me never to ask you for any favor ever.
Well, Dan, did that chick trip your bad mood, or were you already in a bad mood where that triggered you to get into the state?
I got shit that I'm not doing that I need to be doing, so I feel like a bad person. Like, so I wake up hating myself. I wake up going, fuck, I fucked up again. I got shit to do.
You need more blowjob dreams.
Real quick, I just have this ability to not engage in people that might upset me like that. I just don't.
You're probably like the king of this.
I just don't engage. Yeah. Like, I think, is it possible that, you know, as a tactic to put things off and not do whatever this, you know, secret thing is you're going to be doing tomorrow, do you engage?
So
with
mad about the
you
secret
know
thing.
No, there's no point like,
you know,
to that
and
that
cookie
bag.
Collecting and everything else. Yes. Yeah, I play.
No
I got games that are designed to suck my time, and I got and that is a thing I use to suck my
my
passion.
You're so overworked that Steve Levy is afraid. Like, this is a story from the other day. He was afraid to come up to you and just sign a few papers, and he's like, "Sorry, Dan, can you just sign a few things?" And you were sitting back and playing a video game, and he's like, "Do you mind signing a few of these?" And you said, "Well, I'm not going to lean over." Like, he put him right there. They had to move him like 3 inches closer.
Oh my God!
Citizen Kane.
Much like pundits who read rap lyrics aloud on CNN, you're leaving out my self-awareness. I'm
willing to hear that, and we talked about it, but I had to go for the laugh first.
I know, but it's like, but then someone goes like, "What a gross monster you are." I'm like, "Well, yeah, but it was funny." Like,
I know. I asked him in the car later. I'm like, that was kind of supposed to be a joke, right? And he's like, yeah, it's
no,
a joke.
I was very serious about refusing to lean forward.
Right.
I have a political stance about it. There's a whole. No, it was like the sincere part of it was that I was letting him know because he was saying, "Is this a bad time?" And I was like, "Well, I'm not going to say it's a bad time because I'm playing a video game.
Right. Yeah.
But I will be just honest and say I don't want to fucking like. Honestly, I'm like being a big fat pig right now. Like, and I can't say that I'm fighting inner city crime. Like, so it's not a bad time. I'm not feeding the hungry. I just am so fat and so sad and tired. Like, I'm just here's what's going to happen and here's what's not going to happen. I wasn't like Scott Rudin like throwing an ashtray and going like, stop making me lean forward. From now on, no leaning.
I'm so glad most of us are sad and tired. Jeff, you can learn a few things from this. Mr. Everything's Great.
It is. You know my secret? All that core work of leaning over and sucking my own dick.
Yeah, that's the price I pay. I'm not going to lean forward. Yeah. So even in my dreams, I never get to suck my own dick. Like it starts with a simple action, and then your dreams get bigger.
You're like, Dan, will you suck your own dick? Well, I'm not going to lean over.
I'm going to have to...
My dick, I don't know what else I can do for me.
But the dick is going to have to move the mountain to Muhammad.
And like a typical Midwesterner, I then take that information and I go, and probably if you sucked it too much, it'd stop meaning anything. Like, that's kind of the Wisconsin, like, why I'm not living in California argument.
Yeah, wow.
Like, those guys are going to fall in the ocean. Yeah. You can't go out to a place where the freeways are four lanes wide with everyone speaks Spanish. You're going to die out there. I'll stay right here and freeze to death. Like right. I'm happy. I can't feel my fingers because I'm deliriously happy. Yeah. Big Shrugger. We got a Big Shrugger in the front row. Just took my attention a little bit.
Probably a skull juice fan.
Dan, what can we do? Maybe the answer is nothing because you have
to cheer me up.
If you've got this burden, I know how that feels. Like I get panicked if I have to go pick up my dry cleaning in the morning. I have a bad night's sleep.
I think we have to just sell the studio. We just gotta go away.
No, you don't understand. All the shit that you're thinking of, like running the studio and stuff, it's not. It's the shit that's up to actually me. Like it's my old life where I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be a Jedi. Here's where I pick up a lightsaber and do that thing I'm supposed to be good at. Yeah. And it's like, it's not, like my therapist said, I told her the story of like how I was blocked writing this one thing. And she was like, so in other words, like the old Dan, like that guy doesn't work anymore. Like you can't just say, I'll take that and I'll be back and I'm going to write it. And it's like, that guy was like dying, like... Season 6 of Community. That's why it's like the season wasn't much better than 5 or 3 or anything like that, and yet I was still like like setting records sleeping on my couch because it was like, why is this show so hard? It was like that fuel tank was empty of like, oh, I'm a tortured genius and all this stuff, like, and the guy who's like delegating to people, like, and collaborating with people during normal working hours and then spending his time at home in bed being happy watching Netflix. Like that guy's fine and doing well and has a bunch of things to do, but that guy works it all into his schedule. But then the fucking dumb asshole that was like, I'll write this one. I'm like you're never, fucking idiot.
Because every time I either run into you or like hear about what's going on with you, you have 9,000 projects going on right now. Like you have a lot of stuff. And for me, any one of those things would be enough to make me have bad sleep.
Yeah, so I just...
I'm a lazy guy because, like, literally, if I have to... All I have to do is get in a plane tomorrow and go do improvisation somewhere where I don't have to carry any gear or do any rehearsal or know anything and can be half drunk. I still have anxiety dreams about missing the plane.
I actually have anxiety when I wake up and I'm like, God, I have to be at the drawing room at 12. Seriously.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I got to get there
because
by 12.
Because they miss you? You think, or what?
I love being there.
But why do you feel like you have to be there?
Because 12 is when they throw all the people that got there at 6 who've been doing coke all night long.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sweet spot time.
By policy, because now there's so many
after
hours.
I don't know if it's about them, although I do feel like they like me.
They do love you.
Yeah.
They love you.
Yeah.
But the old days of the old alcoholics that used to go in there, they're kind of like, some of them have dropped dead. Some of them have left town.
Yeah, I remember going to the funeral of the first one that dropped dead. It was heavy because I was like, okay, you know, we talked a lot and I had some funny stories. And
Who are you talking about?
It's this guy you won't even remember. He was at the Rustic. Not that old. I felt like about my age back then. Right. Yeah. And he would always come in and... drink a glass of wine and tell funny stories and I remember having a lot of funny stories about him, and I thought, I'll go there and tell his family, you know. And I go to the funeral and everyone's, you know, crying and, you know, his body's there, and, you know, and then I hear, oh yeah, he just drank too much, and all my stories are from the Rustic Inn, the bar. So I felt like I'd have to walk up and say, yeah, it was his drinking buddy.
Right.
You know? I helped kill him. So I just kind of like just backed up and walked out of the church and went home. I didn't meet anyone.
But you stopped going to the Rustic and now you go to the drawing room.
Yeah, not because of him though, but
how many people from the bar's funerals have you not even gone to but just known have happened? Like how many?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess at this point like 10, 12. Yeah, I only went to the first one though.
But I guess if we hung out at a laundromat, we'd have 12 laundromat funerals.
There's one guy that I mean, I've been going to.
Especially if people drank the laundry detergent.
We can't be blamed for that. Yeah.
I just turned 43, but I think I've been going to the drawing room like or rustic like near when I was on a fake ID. Like that's how long. And there was a guy that I thought was going to be dead in a year or two back then. And he's still alive, but this guy has a glass eye. And one of the bartenders was there one time where he sneezed and his glass eye flew out of his head, went bouncing across the bar and landed like in the well. And she found it and he was like looking around for it. And that was his, like, that was his good eye. She gave it to him in a cocktail napkin. He put it in his mouth, like cleaned it off with the saliva, and stuck it back in his head.
Oh my God!
And he's still with us to this day. He's like, he's gonna
really?
Yeah.
He's
wow.
97% of them. Dino, there's a guitar here. Do you want to?
Sure. If yeah.
Do you want to get fucked by it?
Do I want what?
You said it was gonna fuck you earlier.
Oh, right. That was a joke. But, I mean...
If
she wants to fuck me, she can. I don't care.
Oh, I didn't know it was a little lady. What's her name, Dina?
Dustin, you said you were going to help me, or what happens?
Dustin Marshall, everybody.
Thanks, Dustin. One of the best, Dustin Marshall.
The only time I've ever seen Dustin not wearing his headphones is when he's doing the podcast. You think this would be podcast like headphone central? No?
No, he needs to be connected to what's really going on.
I don't think they're this long.
I got you.
Or maybe Andy can do it.
Spencer, while this is happening, Spencer, do you play an instrument, Spencer? Have you ever picked up a guitar or a piano or anything?
Oh, yeah, I play everything.
Now, do you ever have any lessons? Did you ever try anything?
Andy wants to hold it.
Yeah, I teach lessons.
Did you ever have lessons? Did you ever?
No, I didn't need them. I was just an instant genius.
Spencer, I don't like your attitude right now.
A lot of people don't. It's intimidating.
No, she doesn't.
I'm getting a lot of pushback right now.
Yeah.
However, Spencer, I think we filled that time perfectly.
I hope so. We'll find out.
Spencer and I have a new podcast called Nothing Gets Accomplished.
And everybody stays real safe.
I wish I had a stand.
You want a stand?
It's nice. Andy's being very nice.
There's a stand right next to you. Take the stand.
No, Andy wants to do this.
So, okay, all right.
So this is a song that my band... So we have a band. We have a show on...
There's a microphone.
The reason I don't have a stand is because I feel like now I could turn my head.
Okay, I'm on it.
Wait, can't we just... what if I hold the mic that Andy's holding? Or wait, yeah, there's a balloon
here. We got it. Woo! It was not working out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
don't you laugh as theirs goes by.
On November 4th... I keep saying November 4th, but I don't know where it is. Io, do you know where it is? No. I'll try and say it after.
Before you start singing, I have one question for Dan Harmon.
Oh, perfect.
I've been wanting to ask.
This isn't awkward.
All night. No, it's not. The only one that feels awkward, I think, is me, because this is such a great party and the atmosphere, and he drinks and you're drinking and you're...
All right.
Everyone's drinking and
we should talk about that a little bit.
We really need to talk about it because I think about it all day and night, but I have a question, Dan Harmon. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've asked you before, but if I did, I don't remember the answer. Do you think that I will be able to at some point responsibly drink again?
We talked about this last podcast.
I don't remember the answer.
No.
Ow. I didn't ask you.
I got punished by
God. I think I have my answer. Got my answer.
That's a reminder that I don't remember the words.
I wouldn't.
Do you need the words?
No, I don't need words.
Kidding.
No, but let's talk.
Why don't you listen to Dino's song?
No, let's talk about this. This is more interesting.
And then he can tell me after the song.
All right, well, then I'm going to change it. I'm going to sing a song about drinking. I'm going to do it. Oh, I never should have gone brown. I think I saw you on the way down. Turn my smile upside down. Never should have gone. Don't clap. That really fucking throws me off.
I'm glad you said that because I feel so grumpy and I thought no one's gonna want to take orders from me.
What do you want me to do?
No, I wanted to say don't clap. Oh. Because they're doing it from the best place in the world.
Think, well, no, they're very nice. They think I'm a musician though.
But then it spreads.
I'm like, I don't know what to do with that.
It spreads through the ironic cancer of everyone going like, well, if they're clapping, I want to do the right thing too. And then it's like all of a sudden everyone's clapping, and then it's
then throw down their chairs and dance. I don't want that.
That's why the worst thing, like you go to karaoke and sometimes they have a tambourine. No, just fucking, the tambourine is a harder instrument to play than you think it is. It's loud and you have to have time, and you don't fucking have time, so put the goddamn tambourine down. All right.
Is there another microphone stand?
Oh, this will be really spontaneous.
Well, I don't even know. So, don't worry about it.
He just wants you to not worry about it.
Thank you,
Jeff Davis.
Thank you.
Oh, I never should have gone brown. Think I saw you on the way down. Turn my smile upside down. What's going on? I can't. I'm not a musician. I don't.
Jeff's doing physical comedy.
I was like the guy in the recording booth that was like the guy that's like
we got to get more mids in the front. We got enough bottom end on this. Dino, let's take it again. Just try and relax a bit. Just let it
okay,
happen.
Yeah.
All right, we got this one.
Sorry.
All right, we're rolling.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. Is it on?
One.
Okay.
Two.
Oh, I never should have gone brown.
I'd like to take it one more time for the
talk. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I feel you pushed a little hard on that one, Dina. But
I know. I'm trying to get that.
Can we get
that Hank Williams?
Can I get
sound?
The 404 hertz mega thingy? Oh, all right, there we are. All right,
okay, what number are you on?
All right, no, take three, rolling.
Oh, I never should have gone brown. It's supposed to be a sad song, and I'm laughing.
All right.
Oh, I never should have gone. Are you sick of that line yet? Guess what? I never should have gone. And I know everyone's thinking Dino's a racist. He's talking about black women. All right. I'm not.
All right, take 11. Take 11. Coming up. Take go.
I love rolling. Black women. I would kill for one.
All right.
I just gotta quit saying nigger once in a while.
All right.
I never should have gone brown. Did you see me on the way down? Turn my smile upside down. Never should have gone brown. Never should have drunk from that cup. Turn my frown right side up. Do I regret it? Yup. Never should have drunk from that cup. When I was young, didn't need booze. Wasn't accustomed to watch myself lose. Back then I had the luxury to choose. Oh, brown booze. Oh, brown booze. Brown booze, brown booze, brown booze. I saw you on the clapboard. I was on the wrong side of town.
never should have gone.
Wow.
Andy Dick on a slide whistle. It's the best version of that ever.
I think we got a fucking hit, mate. We got a fucking hit.
God damn it, I love that thing so much. No, you really think that's good, right?
I think it's pretty.
I would
he
say
really does. He
almost certainly. That's the funniest a slide whistle has been in 100 years. That was a very good slide whistle solo.
I agree.
And also, we shouted down a spontaneous...
Yeah, clapping thing. But then
maybe it was perfunctory at the beginning, but then it was like when it was right and natural, that's when it came together.
Yeah.
And it was a slide whistle that was the key to that fucking door.
I know. If I can't be thrown off by that motherfucking thing, I can't be thrown off by that.
Well, we brought it home and we broke all our own rules in the fourth quadrant of a perfectly circular story.
Dan, come on.
Don't worry, Andy. I'll explain it to you later.
You still seem grumpy. That wasn't enough to lift your spirits?
Well, I'm in the phase now where I regret my grumpiness. Now I'm steeping in shame and like kind of running over the evening.
I think this is the best Carmentown ever.
But don't clap,
it's throwing me off.
We're in that third quadrant where you tell people not to clap. You're telling yourself you shouldn't have been what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then there'll be some sort of release at some point, right? You'll become the master of both worlds.
Yeah, I just forgot in that text conversation how many people would get thrown under the bus, including apparently the differently abled. Like,
you should hear Skull Juice. We make fun of blind people. It's hilarious.
Well, I think that's fine. I don't think that there's anything that should be verboten. I just like for my own personal tastes of how I'd like to be perceived. I guess
your taste should be verboten.
My tastes are verboten.
Dino. So in that song, because I know you drink and you drink vodka. So with that song, you feel like maybe you should never have gone brown.
Yeah, I drank. Well, the first time I went brown I literally
like tequila was. Scotch,
I have a story about
whiskey.
It was scotch. Okay. The first time I went brown, I was at Little Dom's, and I wasn't joking at all during any of this. I got up to leave and stumbled and fell, and everyone said, "Are you all right to get home?" And I said, "No, don't worry, I'm not walking."
And you weren't trying to be funny.
I wasn't, but I was like W.C. Fields. I wish I was writing for that guy.
You and Dan and Dino are both like straight up vodka drinkers. But sometimes, Dino, you will drink brown liquor still.
When I feel sick, I feel like that's medication for me.
I used to drink brown liquor. I was a Glenlivet man, but I started drinking vodka after I became friends with you.
That's right.
Just a trivia fact. I mean, it's not like a weird thing. It's pretty.
It shouldn't be trivia. It should be. You should put it on a fucking billboard. and you have a like Kettle One calls you up on your birthday.
Yeah.
They don't send me.
They really
anything.
Do.
Oh man, they love them.
Oh my.
And they don't even know I'm alive.
Andy, serious question. I know you've been sober for a good long time now. Does this kind of conversation bum you out, or is it?
No, like, I'm just waiting patiently for the answer.
It's never gonna happen.
No, I'm asking Dan.
Oh, do I? Look, I mean, I think, like Gino says, we talked about, like, Dino and I, the only responsible answer we can take, no, I wouldn't try it. I don't think so. I think that
you're
there's
so
a,
great right
I think
now.
There's a biology to
no,
it.
I don't know how I feel. I don't feel great.
I got
sick all week, and I used to think I would get sick because I'd be a drinker. I was a drinker. But
yeah, now, well, you get sick no matter what.
Yeah, so.
It's called being a human.
So why can't I, you know, especially after 2 years, you know, try to drink responsibly a little.
Because you've tried it before and it gets out of hand.
And because this is a researched thing about how it works and stuff, and there's just there's some unfortunate people and my heart fucking bleeds for them.
And we're having the best time doing this podcast.
You are.
You're not? You don't like it?
Like, I guess
you
I
say
do,
you have a great
have
time
more
doing
fun.
It.
This is the most fun I have.
Ron Funches can't drink because he has an alcohol allergy. Like, he's barely ever gotten drunk.
Who?
This a guy I know named Ron Funches. Don't get jealous of him. I'm going to talk about him for a second. Like, he can't drink because he has an alcohol allergy. He found that out in high school taking his first drink. He never got to have fun on booze, but. He has.
Well, what does that mean? He has an allergy. He probably just got super fucking drunk.
No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means his throat closed up and he almost died and didn't know what the fuck was going on. And all his friends were going, "You pussy, you pussy," because he didn't know, because it wasn't a thing that was understood. But he has a severe
alcohol.
No, he's black.
If he was Asian,
I feel like Andy. The point is,
there's people in the world that can't drink. And it's like the world isn't fair genetically.
This should be a new drinking game. Give excuses why someone shouldn't drink, and then every time Andy says gives another excuse why he should, we should all drink.
I don't think Andy's addicted or allergic to alcohol. I think that you're allergic.
My throat does not close up.
You're allergic to being ignored.
Yes,
is what you are.
Your soul closes up. Everything closes up. I've seen it. Like you're one of those folks. You asked me. That's my honest appraisal.
But
like,
you've only caught me at the tail end when things are super shitty.
Yeah, yes, there's a yes, great. You're right.
I think he caught you at the tail head also.
Yeah, but I don't. My thing was going to be like you. One drink you're not allergic to. It's the fourth drink that you're allergic to, and then you become like Mr. Hyde. Like you stop being the Andy that we like, and then you start becoming
perfect. So I'll drink three.
Right. I don't want to engage this logically for that reason.
Probably. Now we're looking towards a solution. That's what I want. This is what I want. This is more constructive. I think I could do things like that.
I am
like
so
that.
Proud of you right now because I know that you were doing a bit that you know how funny it is, and I know it's coming from an actual pain of how much
painful,
you wish that you could have a drink. And I
really do.
I used to smoke, and sometimes I miss smoking, and different people do different shit, and some of those people can do things, and I meet people who can smoke one cigarette at a party once a month when they've had three cocktails, and then you meet other people who have a hollow leg with drinking, and other people who, like, you meet people who have high cholesterol no matter how much oat bran they eat, and it's just not fucking fair.
But it's not about getting all fucked up or anything. It's like, you know that feeling that you have after one glass of wine or a couple of vodkas or whatever it is, and then there's just more. It's a warm. It's
I know
great
you
feeling.
Miss
there's
it,
a
but
reason
I'm just
why
saying,
you
like,
drink.
I know,
same reason I would drink, and I love
but then,
it.
But then once that.
But that's why I'm proud of you, because you miss it that much and you're able to have self-awareness, and you know you're doing a bit right now called, like...
I'm not doing a bit.
I know you're not lying. I'm just saying you're, like, drawing humor from the fact
He's not even smiling.
That you have
he's
that...
so serious.
...craving.
This is deadly serious. It's frightening.
You
really
know...
I thought I could come to you. I thought you would have an answer...
Yes, I'm
the answer
to...
I'm looking for something yes. about where I can drink again.
But Andy, is this
a bad time to plug my band's show?
Where is it at, by the way?
It's at the California Institute of Abnormal Arts
in Culver City,
in Burbank.
Oh, that place. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 11. How do you say this number? 11334. It's a big number.
I played there once.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
is it good?
It's a pretty cool venue.
Pretty cool venue. Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91601.
Never should have gone brown.
See, it's catchy.
Mm-hmm. His band is
what time?
Great. When's the show?
What time?
November 4th.
And his band is
No,
really
November
great.
5th. Sorry, Saturday. No, Saturday, November 5th. We probably go on around, I don't know, like 10. Something
he's
like
got
that.
Great musicians. But come musicians. At 8:30. He's got this great female... And his guitar player is
She's great. Right here. Io is right here. Yeah, she doesn't want to stand up.
The drummer is great. Everybody's so great. It's like you've got talented musicians.
I got the best musicians.
Ever.
And I'm the worst. I can't sing.
You
and I can't
are the worst.
Yeah.
But you're so adorable, and you write great lyrics. Yeah, you're so adorable. You are. It's a great show. And can I?
Yeah, you can come and play Slide Whistle.
Okay.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yes. Yeah, you can play Slide Whistle.
Thank you.
For one song.
Yeah, I know.
A real long one.
Okay.
We'll do our Grateful Dead version.
Version, okay. Because yeah. I hate the Grateful Dead.
I hate the Grateful Dead, too. Fuck the dead.
You know, the thing about you guys that makes you such a dynamic, like, podcasting duo.
Tell us more. Oh wait, you didn't tell us once.
It's the fact that you're opposites in many ways. Like Dino, you're dark haired, Andy, you're quite blonde.
Andy has a huge cock.
And Dino, Dino's cock is known as the quarter inch of chaos.
Chaos!
I mean, Dino, you drink and you have a hollow leg, and Andy, you stop drinking. But also, one of you has a beard, and one of you is very well shaven.
Oh, which is which?
I'm just saying, Dan, it's time to shoehorn one of our ads into a goddamn show.
I don't know. I really fell for it.
Is it opposites underwear?
It's that razor thing.
Dollar Shave Club, they give you razors, they deliver them to you a third of the cost. If you go there right now, dollarshaveclub.com/Harmontown, that's first month is free. And my burden is done. I don't have any reason to deal with the drugstore hassle again. Deal with the fortress of the razors.
Holy shit, oh, Spencer's here.
Dollar Shave Club. Wait, is that Breffy from the Doris DeFores? I can't help it.
No, I don't think so. I can't do any of those voices anymore.
I'm just so excited that I never have to deal with that razor fortress again.
Hi, Spencer.
Hey, guys.
I'd like to talk about Dollar Shave Club too. Because I'm little baby razor.
Baby razor, what do you have to say?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Yo, baby razor in the house. I shave more than a mouse because they don't have a lot of hair or a lot of surface area on their bodies. I'm going to shave so much I got body daddies. I went to dollarshaveclub.com/Harmontown. They sent me a box that brought my shaving around. I got some cream and some blades, and I ran them down my face and didn't get AIDS. That's not a selling point, but you can see how the alternative would be a
Dollar Shave Club promises you won't get AIDS.
100% AIDS.
At least for the first
month. Or your money back. I don't even have to check on that.
Yeah, we checked the...
Is the fact-checking department...
Yeah, they said that's fine. They can back that up. You won't get... They'll give you your money back if...
If you get AIDS from the blood.
Yo, let me see if I can do this better. Because I'm sleepier... So I can take longer to rhyme words. My name is Sleepy Rapper. I am like a flapper. I'm from the 20s and I am free. I wanna shave with me.
With me. That took so long to get there.
you had 8 full seconds to think of a better rhyme than that.
First I run the blade down the left cheek, then I go up my Adam's apple, take a peek. I go around the chin, uh-oh, I didn't get cut though, cause I went to shave club though. Shit,
if this episode isn't called I Wanna Shave With Me, I'm gonna be really mad.
Dollar Shave With Me, I go to Dollar Shave Club, shaving as can be. First, my face had too much hair. Then I got a box and I went over there. And I took the blades out, put the cream on my face. Now I'm running around all over the place. I got a
smooth ass face.
Smooth faced.
No matter what race.
If I'm Asian
or Caucasian.
Or if I'm brown
and Mexican.
I got a smooth face.
No matter what my race.
No matter
what my gender
or my race.
Cause it's a polymorphous.
You rhyme
world.
With race, with race, with race, with race.
Well.
Alright. Alright. Yo, well, give me some acoustic guitar to go with the...
I'm really good at this.
Yo, 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 Dollar Shave Club is the thing for me. I got a box last week, and I'm shaving as can be. Got a straight razor or a Gillette? Probably not. They don't use those brands, I bet. But if you put their cream on your cheeks, you can walk around for 7 weeks without any hair growing, but that's not guaranteed. But if you get AIDS, all your money will be retrieved for you.
Go to dollarshaveclub.com/Harmontown. Your first month is free. I think it's a pretty bold stance that it's the only online razor company that guarantees you won't get AIDS from their products. I mean...
Oh, I thought they guaranteed you'd never get AIDS ever.
Well, they're still working on that.
Okay.
Right now, they're just guaranteeing that their products are AIDS-free.
Yeah, that's not that good, but okay. Maybe I'll buy them.
I mean, Gillette, those other razor companies, they test on animals. Like, that's where you get the AIDS.
I'm not sure, and I think Gillette actually guarantees you get AIDS, right?
Gillette says, roll the dice.
That's why their slogan is the best a man can get. They're like, look, you're in God's crosshairs when you wake up in the morning. You think we're going to make that better for you? We're a fucking razor company. This is it. This is the life you didn't choose.
Yeah, we make things that cut people and make people bleed. And so fucking, what do you want from us?
You should be honored to know us, the only people in the razor business that aren't making weapons.
We're not saying Gillette gives you AIDS. We're saying they don't care if you get it or not.
No, we do care a lot. We can't prevent you getting it.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm okay, Gillette. Okay. I'm the Gillette spokesman. All right.
Who are you, Andy?
Do you think Gillette, when they test the razors on animals,
and do we know that they do?
They shave like they like shave a whole monkey? And then, what would a bald, fully bald monkey?
I think,
oh my
God,
it would look almost
like
human.
It would
look like me.
They're only. I happen to know the answer to this, Andy. They only have to shave 3 8-inch strips off of a monkey
by their balls or what?
What?
Which part?
Any part. But
does the shaver get to pick?
The shaver gets to pick.
I'm looking for a job.
Why not work for Dollar Shave Club?
Well, they don't have AIDS there. What's the fun?
Is your guys' shave company the one that...
Are you reaching for a vodka right
hear,
now? Or, oh, my ass. No.
When I hear at the end, I think I've heard them say, do you know why we are able to provide razors so cheaply? And then the answer is because we own the factory.
Oh,
is that right? Is that the same company? I hope.
Yeah, what a weird brag.
I know, that's their thing. Is it the same one?
We exploit
one?
Everyone.
I don't think so. I think that's a company that I don't want to say.
So there's competing, I guess there are like,
I mean, Gillette
nowadays competing
also.
Companies because beards are so in.
I have a question that's not on our copy. It's very male-centric, like the executive blade and like for like guys to get this movie. Is it for ladies too?
Yeah.
A woman uses great. Dollar Shave.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Have you ever gotten AIDS?
Another satisfied customer.
No AIDS.
Dollar Shave Club. Still in their 11th AIDS-free month.
I will say...
It shaves like shit, but you don't get AIDS.
Can I say this in a meta... just be meta for a second.
Are we not meta enough right now?
At the risk of alienating our relationship with a sponsor, just to speak outside the box as a person who... their copy is so... Like, it's not very... Like, They don't have a lot of information on there that's illustrious. That really brings the fucking nitty gritty. Like they really do just say like
it's do what you want.
I'm
we'll
sure
say
there's like
want.
Fat like MeUndies is like it's like look here's the deal and explain lays everything out. They've thought about this. Why should I order underwear from a box? And I just want the dollar shave.
They're confident. They're confident.
I hope
lazy.
But if they're confident, then why are they buying?
Who is the gal out there? What's your name, madam, out there who uses Dollar Shave Club razors?
Michelle,
and you order these online?
I do.
Because of Harmontown or previously?
It's been a year or two.
Oh, so really? where do you shave exactly? No, I have a reason. Can you unzip my pants, Andy? No,
Dino,
no, seriously.
Dino, don't trump her. Listen, all right, you're right. So you enjoy are they good? I've never used one. You think after 3 weeks or more of doing ads for these people that I would be kind of a member of the Dollar Shave Club?
They haven't sent you anything?
They haven't sent me shit.
They sent it to Dan.
I have a box they sent to me, but what am I going to do here?
Well, give some to Jeff.
If I shave, I'm going to look like the worst advertisement for humanity, let alone a shaving company. Will you come get my box?
I will say this. Since we started doing these ads, Gillette sent me a bag of AIDS, and I thought...
Like, now that's a good ad for Dollar Shave Club. Now we've done our bit. We should just start. Yeah, let's just start swift boating Gillette.
Why couldn't that be the last sentence in this fucking podcast?
Look,
the credit.
We'll get back to your drinking momentarily. It's all going to be okay.
Don't shame me.
He was giving a creative note. He was saying that would have been a good ending. He's trying to help.
Yeah.
Gillette gave me a bag of AIDS.
Good night, everybody.
We'll meet you at the lawsuit.
our next show will
I'm
be
not saying that Gillette. It just said just Gillette on the return address. It could have been anybody.
It could have been
Gillette.
Penn Gillette. Yes.
It could have been people from Dollar Shave Club. In the same way that the Republican headquarters got firebombed, probably by Republicans. I'm saying that. I'm not saying Dollar Shave Club goes out and sabotages Gillette by sending you AIDS in the mail. But the jury's still out on that.
How do you feel about the very well understood and very impressive democratic response of like flooding in money and going like here's democratic money to repair your place, but that also doesn't make it seem like Democrats didn't fire. You know what I mean? Like, if that's your, doesn't it seem like that's an effort to go? I know it's like yes, because we're the party that believes that in charity. Well, I don't want to say charity, but like, look, your place got firebombed. Here's some money, but that kind of does make it seem, doesn't it? Like, I'm not saying the people that are sending money bombed the place.
I am drunk. I don't understand.
Doesn't it make it seem like the Democrats bombed it when all of the Democrats go and here's some money? It's kind of like that would be such a fuck you move to set fire to the place and then go, why don't you get yourself a new fucking place too?
Yeah. Go ahead. Get a new shine.
9:59 and 10:00. Hey, we did it, everyone! The telethon is over. I hate working.
Dino, give us one more song, and we'll close the night out with some more music.
All right. Also, come to New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And Australia.
Just come to Australia.
Just come to Australia.
Are our dates up on any website where you can see where we are traveling? Because now we're doing these road gigs all the time.
No, we got to get more explicit about the Australian. I don't want to call it an Australian tour. Are we touring Australia, or are we just going to the Sydney Opera House?
We're going down.
We're doing a couple places.
Under.
Yeah, down the under. Sydney Opera House.
So we're playing the Sydney Opera House.
Can my band open up for you?
Sure.
The Sydney Opera House. We're also doing 4 nights, already sold out, Hollywood Bowl. Woo! No, I made that up. I fucking was.
I will support every misery you've got. I will support every blue. I will support every sagging thing. I will support you. I will defend every dream you have. I will defend every truth. I will defend every lie if I have to. I will defend you.
Only one person clap.
Dad, sit down, 'cause I'm in love with the guy. I'm not that gay, but I'm in love with the guy. No, I'm not straight. Yes, I'm bi. Dad, sit down. I
met him in a restaurant. I thought he was a girl, but I was pleasantly surprised. My curiosity was stirred. I talked to a transvestite and she told me where he worked. Dad, sit down. Don't stand up for all those things you stood before. Don't stand up for any of that bullshit anymore. Don't stand up. Look, there's a nice chair I found. Dad, sit down. Well, my adolescent days are returning to my blood, and my blood is filling up my veins to change the way I love. I was 12 years old when I started playing rough. Girls were scarce, and we were scared. When I covered up our love for them, our lust for us was bared. I suppose those feelings stuck, I guess they were always there. I made him do bad things. I made him be my slave. Then I would punish him when he misbehaved. Then he and I would switch, cause it was all just a game. Dad, sit down. Don't stand up for all those things you stood before. Don't stand up for any of that bullshit anymore. Don't stand up. Look, there's a nice chair I found. Dad, sit down. Well, I thought that I would tell you, Dad, cause you're getting kinda old. There's not a lot I've shared with you, not a lot I've told. But now that I look in your eyes, I think I may have been too bold. I will support every misery you've got. I will support every blue. I will support every sagging thing. I will support you. I will defend every dream you have. I will defend every truth. I will defend every lie if I have to. I will defend. I will defend. Dad, I'll defend. Dad, sit down, cause I'm in love with a guy.
Thank you for coming to Harmontown, everybody. Spencer Crittenden. We did it. Dino Stamatopoulos. Andy Dick. I'm Jeff Davis, your mayor, of course, is Mr. Dan Harmon. Thank you all for coming. Drive fast, take chances.